about is that NATO, Norstad said the BBC radio or TV said that there's no connection and there's going to be a lot of tough talk. New York, you say that they all said it and they're going to say it in Paris, there's no connection. They don't realize that what's coming up.
No, they haven't. If NATO seems solid on this, there's going to be a chance of shaking Khrushchev off his point. And suppose that we give him a letter, which is addressed to his letter of yesterday, and ask you to release them both. He's the fellow to release them. Then he releases correspondence, which consists really of an offer from Khrushchev, and we come back and frankly
thank you, yes.
Well, frankly, we say thank you, yes, and it doesn't mention Turkey. Then it seems to me that
he's in a difficult position, yeah.
How much will Finlander be allowed to tell the NATO people what may be the alternative so they can see the point of view of agreements?
Well, I think that he'd probably just say that the work's going on. If you're not going to take these, you know, if we're not interested in this deal, then I think we're going to have to do something. I don't know if he has to say what it is, but the escalation is going to go on. We think this is very likely to be some reprisal against possibly Turkey and possibly against Berlin. We should be aware of that. What we don't want is a bunch of cheap turned down by them without realizing that the turn down puts us in the position of then having to do something. What we're going to be in the face with is, because we wouldn't take the missiles out of Turkey, we're going to either have to invade or have a massive strike on Cuba, which may lose Berlin. Yeah, that's what's concerned me.
There's one other variation here that Mr. Foster has been given some thought to, and that is that we say that the missiles in Cuba and the missiles in Turkey be turned over to the UN for destruction, and that the nuclear defense of NATO, including Turkey, is provided by other means. An actual disarmament step, turnable over for destruction on both sides.
So we don't want to let anybody get out there and see what the technology is.
Take them out. I think we'd, the real problem is what we do with the Turks first.
Yeah.
If I was Secretary McNamara, what we're going to do is say to the Turks, which they're bound to think, under Soviet pressure, we want to get your missiles out of there.
Well, what I'd say to the Turks, look here, we're going to have to invade Cuba. You're in mortal danger. We want to reduce your danger while at the same time maintaining your defense. We propose that you defuse those missiles tonight. We're putting Polaris submarines along your coast. We'll cover the same targets that your Jupiter missiles did, and we'll announce this to the world before we invade Cuba, and thereby with reduce the pressure on the Soviet Union to attack you, Turkey, as a response to our invasion of Cuba. Now, this is what I would say.
Now, then they say, and what if the Soviet Union attacks us anyway? Will you use the missiles on this nuclear submarine?
Then, before we attack Cuba, I think we've got to decide how we'll respond to Soviet military pressure on NATO, and I'm not prepared to answer
your question. The Soviets going to take their missiles out if we take them out of Turkey?
Well,
they're in a possible position.
Well, I don't know. What we do would be to work this out with Turkey first, then we'd announce it to the world, and then say to the Soviets, now we accept your deal of last night.
Now the question is, whether we can get the Turks to do it.
Well, I think we force them to.
Deeply in trouble with NATO, but it's bilateral kind of vote.
Well, the other course of action is not to have the bilateral approach to invade Cuba and have Turkey.
Well, we have tried to block the enlargement of the blockade. We haven't even thought about it for some hours, and it's been on my mind a good deal. I think POL is still has.
We got a negative answer to this message just got up in time. I think we really ought to consider whether, perhaps as low key as it's possible, albeit tremendous. About it. In order to provide, to give you the necessary authority to call up additional units beyond those provided by the 150,000 legislation, you declare a date of national emergency.
Well, I think the requisition of 29 ships.
I think some mobilization measures, not only here but in other NATO countries, might be very timely here in shaking Khrushchev off this position of this morning. His change of position in a matter of hours here means either that
Ted points out that his message of last night is not categorical about taking the missiles out. It said the specialists would go out.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a very loose.
And that doesn't look like this morning is more precise, isn't it? More precise.
That was not an exchange for a card. That was a different bargain.
President, if we go on the basis of a trade, which I gather is somewhat near
basically an invasion, all because we wouldn't take missiles out of Turkey. And we all know how quickly everybody's courage goes when the blood stops to flow, and that's what's going to happen in NATO. When they stop these things and they grab Berlin, everybody's going to say, well, that was a pretty good proposition. Let's not kill ourselves if we've got that's a difficulty. Today it sounds great to reject it, but it's not going to win after we do something.